May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious upon thee. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. John F. O'Donnell.
Hey, guys.
You old scallywag.
You know it, dude. I'm a dirty, salty dog.
Good seeing you. Rough, rough, motherfucker.
What
rough,
up, rough. Y'all?
This show is brought to you by Warner Brothers Elektra recording artists Her in Kings County. Her in Kings County rock your yeehaws off and are coming to your town with drummer Brother Love. Check them at myspace.com/her or follow them on Facebook at /herinkingscounty. Do yourself the favor. Let me mention this right away. Very exciting. Keith and the Girl, tattoo number 79.
Nice.
No way.
I'm looking at another L'chaim in Hebrew influenced by us. And
nice.
To life indeed, my friend. To life indeed. Congratulations to Alan Scott.
Do you know that 79 is the new 69? It's true.
Well, I think Alan likes knowing that now.
Yeah.
79 is like when the other guy's trying a little harder.
Exactly, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's a C plus, not a D plus.
First of all, let me say congratulations to everybody in chat right now. KeithandTheGirl.com/chat. They just got double diamond status.
Double diamond status.
I really, really liked what I was saying. And first I gave them diamond status.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there were like two of them. Like one traded in for a cheeseburger.
Yeah, lost it.
One said, no thanks, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Then I go, double diamond status. They go, so we have double diamond status? I'm like, yeah, just hand me back your diamond status. And they're like, oh, I don't have it.
Oh, they already blew it?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
I can't believe that you guys are giving out double diamond status.
Sure.
And I'm the gayest person in this room. That's very bizarre.
What, is that a gay thing?
I thought
it was a skiing thing. what is this double diamond?
Double diamond status is the most dangerous of statuses.
But if, yeah.
if you can ride the mountain all the way down, baby.
Oh, God.
Then you're sliding to home.
And what's the cheeseburger? What are you talking about the cheeseburger?
All right.
He was so on board before the show. So on board.
Kinda questioned it. You know, it's mm-hmm. like following these politicians. You're like, I think I know what's going on. Kinda said, yeah, what's going on? Taxes. I don't know.
Yoidle-deedle.
They tricked me. John F. O'Donnell, of course, was at our Pittsburgh live show.
Oh, goodness gracious. That was fun, dude.
How much fun?
Lotto fun, man.
I got the video back from McNally, so the show might go up today. Definitely by the end of the week, but hopefully today. I didn't get a chance to look at it yet.
That'll be on keithandthegirl.com/live, of course.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. John F. O'Donnell, of course, a riot. Everybody was digging you. Everybody's telling you. He said, how was the feedback on it? And I'm like, well, that's a shame if nobody's emailing you. But everybody's telling me they loved you, John, very much. He gave 110 like he always does. You think he's going to have a brain aneurysm? You want to talk about... somebody said, hey, it's kind of eerie, but a while ago you said... They're roasting Bob Saget on TV. How about roast somebody that's good? Roast Greg Giraldo before he's going to die. And apparently I was right, saying he's going to die from alcoholism. Can we give him some more praise? So my point is, see a John F. O'Donnell. You don't know when this guy's veins are popping out of his head.
Jesus Christ.
You just scared the shit out of him.
Yeah, apparently you have the roast curse of death. You're like...
oh, yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
No, it's cool. I'll be alive forever, dude. I got all these stem cells in my basement. Well, they're really just popsicles that I made, homemade popsicles in those trays, you know?
I would like to send...
Oh, yeah, that wasn't funnier?
I try to do you the favor. I try to move on and do you the favor.
That's one chemda. Larg! I'm just kidding. It wasn't even your fault. I take that one back. That was ridiculous. I'm jumping the gun.
But here's my special...
But yeah, Pittsburgh was the shit, dude.
It was a lot of fun.
We made that fourth-tier city rock.
You know, we started the show early. It was a 5 o'clock show. And we had bingo, and we had a live show. John O'Donnell did some stand-up. There was a proposal. I mean, there was so much shit packed into this that I really was like, okay, I think that's enough for my night. Let's just quickly get a bite to eat, and we'll just hang out by ourselves. But we kept running into cool motherfuckers,
yeah.
And we were out till the bars closed, basically.
Yeah, we were out late.
There was fun. There's like, that place closes down early, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah.
You do meet at one of the two places.
Yeah.
There's the sandwich shop that puts coleslaw and fries in everything.
Oh, those sandwiches were so deliciously disgusting. Like, how can something be so delicious and so awful at the same time?
You're not supposed to use the same ingredients on pastrami that you do on tuna salad.
Bro, can we talk about this? one of the times late at night, I went there with Kyle, who had just eaten a full sandwich
right
before that he brought to the bar. And I was like, oh, I got to get those sandwiches. So we go there, and the motherfucker eats a whole nother sandwich. Gross. Impossible. How the fuck does that skinny motherfucker do it?
That guy can eat. That guy can eat. I think his body works very well for his budget because he stuffs it in whenever it's available.
Right.
And then he's good for like 24 hours.
You know what's going to be awesome? How awful he's going to look in 10 years. It's going to be great. Like, I can't wait to see Kyle at 30. Oh, he's going to be such a train wreck.
You think it's all going to catch up?
He's going to be brilliant.
You're such a nice guy.
I'm just kidding. Or that he's going to be a yoga instructor. And he's going to be like, I can change. I used to hang out with John. You guys, man, let it free, man. You wanted to really laugh there. Just let it go, y'all. Let it go. It's America.
How often do you say that at audiences?
That's all I do. I just go, oh, please laugh. It's just you want to. It's fun. It feels good.
Let me guess. You all got together and said, don't laugh at this
What,
guy.
I'm a villain? What, I'm the bad guy?
I think I said this on the live show, but we did have you on in the middle of the live show do a few minutes of stand-up, and Keith and I are passing through the audience as you're about to start. Someone says to his girlfriend, yo, check this guy out. Like, he's absolutely crazy. And he meant it in a good way. Like, do not miss this person. Like, yes, we're all facing forward to the stage. Yes, this is what we paid to come watch.
Right.
But just like, double listen to this.
Really?
Yes.
I got to tell you, man, I feel so ingratiated to that. It's awesome. And I really appreciate it.
Here's the special message I wanted to give out, by the way.
Yeah, keep that shit for Skype, like I said on Twitter, Keith.
How do you know Icelandic? That was a
Oh, that was Icelandic.
That was a private message.
You motherfucker. You said something so dirty.
You didn't even at her for the message. It was like to everyone.
It's whoever. Who the fuck speaks Icelandic?
Bro, you either said something dirty, or even better, if you said something super cheesy, but you could only express yourself emotionally by doing it in Icelandic. You're like, listen, I'm Keith. You know, I have this tough guy sleeveless shirt knee pad persona. But the truth is, I'm just a sensitive guy that likes to hug, but I can never express that in English. Thank goodness for my elusive Icelandic translation thing. Not cool, dude. Not cool.
How does everybody know Icelandic?
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know Icelandic? What do you think, I'm retarded? Kremda style? That's one for me! I'm just kidding, I take it back. We're even.
My chick is starting architecture this week in Iceland. But, of course, she goes to school regularly in Scotland, lives in Ireland. You've been to Scotland.
I have.
I'm going there in December for two weeks. What do I have to expect? I'm going to get laid, right?
So Yeah. As long as you keep, you know, whispering Icelandic love songs into her ear. But, Scotland, dude, yeah. They, you know, the drinking is true, man. And they're fucking crazy and fun. And
is the weather terrible? I look at, I'm following her weather and all these countries she's in. It's always raining.
Well, I'll tell you what. It does rain a lot and it's always kind of gray. But oftentimes the rain is more of like a spray, a sprinkle. It's not like the buckets of rain we'll get here sometimes. So it's just sort of like
He's
a
so
mild
concerned
annoyance.
About this weather. I'm going to see my chick, but somebody honestly tell me about the weather.
You know
honestly.
You know
I'm
why?
On vacation for 2 weeks.
You
I don't
know.
Why? You don't.
He's a pussy. I'm just kidding. He's tough.
no more take backs, John. That's what? The end of the take back.
Oh, that's 1,000 for me.
That was 3 take backs. That's it.
Okay, no more take backs?
No more take backs.
I can't say things I'm going to regret anymore?
Well, you can regret them, but you can't take
Zip
them
it
back.
Up, throw away the key. Okay, I apologize for that. I can't do that. Okay, yeah, the weather's weird, bro.
What'd you do in Scotland?
I was there for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival a couple years ago.
All right.
In 2008 when I was straight up crazy style. It was a weird time in my life, you know.
That was only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You think
the
weather drives you crazy?
No.
What does Keith have to look forward to?
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. When I was there, this is wild. I was in this little bar there called the Royal Oak,
mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is in this little bar, I'm talking like smaller than this room, it was like a fucking 10x10 bar, maybe like 15x15.
Is all the beer warm? Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay, good.
But I love that you got your facts on like Wikipedia, not even Wikipedia, like whatever, like Stereotype magazine. But the thing is, in this little bar, there was like a dude fucking wailing on the guitar, singing from his fucking soul, and there was somebody on the keys, on the piano, and then there was a dude, it was so weird, in a kilt playing the bagpipes at the same time, and a Tibetan dude on some sort of weird other variation of a guitar thing, and so you could expect that.
All right, what's a romantic place that I should take her in Scotland?
I have no idea, dude.
All right.
I didn't go there for the romance.
Because that sounds like the beginning of Star Wars. It sounds like that
bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not that bad. Let's see. Where are you going to be in Scotland? What town?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
You're going to be in Edinburgh? You're going to be in
How far are things? I'm looking at the globe. It doesn't look that big.
You're going to be in St. Andrews?
I can be anywhere. I'm flying into Glasgow.
Okay, now let me tell you this. Glasgow, I was only there for a very brief period of time, but Glasgow apparently is, like, even tougher than Manchester. It makes New York look like fucking Pussyville, USA. Glasgow.
Should I bring, like, brass knuckles and stuff?
Yeah, definitely bring... You should bring them always anyway.
Right. And that's romantic.
Yeah. But Glasgow apparently is, you know, it's a cool city, but it's, like, a working-class city. Like, this is true. Like, I saw Henry Rollins when I was in... When I was in Edinburgh, and he was telling stories about how when he was in Black Flag and they did their first tour of Scotland, when they were in Glasgow, he said that some guys like passed up pints to him and gave him pints, but it was just piss in 1985.
It was literally piss.
Yeah, and they had drank the piss, and he was like, "Blah."
So smell your beers.
Right. I'll just pay for my own beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you see someone says piss ale, don't get it.
It's not cute. It's
even
not
if it's
cute
cold,
name.
You're not going to like it. Or maybe you will. Maybe that's what you're into.
Big day, I understand, for the Republicans. Voting was done, the primaries, of course, yesterday. John, did you make this world a better place?
The primaries?
Yeah.
It wasn't the primaries.
What was it?
It was the voting. The primaries is when they elect the candidate.
You think so?
That's when the party when the specific party, they have a bunch of candidates run, and then right. They pick one, and then that's the one they put into the election.
So what do you call yesterday?
The election.
The voting?
Yeah, the voting.
Okay.
Yeah.
The voting was yesterday. Did you vote?
No. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
First of all, don't give a fuck. Right. Number two, I live in Jersey, and the only things that were up in Jersey were like assemblymen. And where I'm registered to vote is like 45 minutes of where I'm currently living. So it would be like voting for some, like, I don't know, some assemblyman in the local government, whatever.
Right.
So it didn't really matter.
I hear you. So the Republicans won the House from the Democrats.
Yeah.
The Democrats still have the Senate.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between the House and the Senate?
Yes.
What is the House?
Okay. Well, the House, there's the House of Representatives and the Senate are the... you know, are the two bodies that make up the legislative branch of the U.S. government. And the House of Representatives is a lot bigger. It sends a certain amount of people per state based on population, while the Senate just has two from every state. And usually laws go into the House first, get passed, and then they have to get passed also in the Senate to go into actual law. And the Senate is sort of more powerful. And, yeah, that's it.
All right.
Keith, did you mean midterm elections?
Midterm.
Yeah, okay. Midterm. Yeah.
Midterm. What's more fun to be part of, the House or the Senate?
Well, the thing
who has
is,
the better parties?
Well, I'll tell
who
you
am I going to meet in Glasgow?
Well, the House has better house parties, right? You know what I mean? Because it's in midterm. So if you want to go to like a jump-in, straight-up kegger, beer bong, panty raid fucking style, you go to the House. But if you want to get some dirty-ass... hookers, and you want to repress being gay but really be gay, right? And you want to have some dirty sex where when you take out your dick it's like a different color, you can't even recognize your dick anymore, right. You go to the fucking Senate, straight okay. Up the ass, tiger style.
All right, by the way, the general election is what I was looking for.
Okay,
but I got a message from somebody who was not pleased with me. He was laughing, saying haha, you as a Democrat, because I deliberately switched from, it doesn't happen by accident, right? But I switched from being a Republican to a Democrat, and the main reason was because Republicans were standing behind Sarah Palin. And if you're telling me that there's any kind of brains in that head of any kind, then I cannot be part of your party, because that is shocking, almost treason if you ask me. what they were saying. She's beyond. That is beyond. And then for her to, she's going to be vice president, and you're going to tell me that she has any kind of smarts at all is shocking.
No, she's
so I gotta leave your party. Well, this guy was thoroughly upset, and then now he's just bragging because we lost the house.
Would you fuck her?
Would I have sex with Sarah Palin? Only because she's Sarah Palin, but I don't find her mind-blowingly attractive.
I would fuck her from behind while giving her facts about how shitty the Republican Party is.
I see what you're saying.
She'd come immediately.
I don't think I'd do it so clever. I think it'd be a one-time bang.
Yeah.
One pump.
Would you come inside her?
I don't know.
She makes retard babies.
I'd have to ask my girlfriend.
Yeah, dude. I bet that, you know, because her ovaries are so weak that she makes retard babies, but your sperm's so strong, you probably have a relatively smart kid. You would overcome her retard juice with your smart juice.
See, now when you say this, I'm not thinking that a kid ends up involved.
Oh.
I was assuming she's on the pill and I'm just filling her up.
She's not on the pill. She's on the fertility pill.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah. She's like not. She's probably one of those who's like, no, I can't mess with my system.
Then no, I would not.
Not with her system, with God's system. Because you could not. It's okay to not. You know what I mean?
To me.
I mean, you could have a kid with her. You wouldn't have to raise it. She's got money.
She probably wouldn't
even want you around.
To me, when you said, how dare you, when you said about the coming inside her, it sounded like more a fun thing or right. a fuck you.
Yeah, no, that part too.
Well, I don't know about kids at the end. I'm not into that business. Yeah. No. I'd put me down for now. I don't like how this is going. Already.
What about you, Chemda?
Would I come inside of her?
No, would you let her eat out of your pussy?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Sarah Palin, if you're like, fuck you, Sarah Palin, you're such a stupid bitch. Eat my pussy till I come in your face. You wouldn't do that?
No.
In your life? You have an option in your life to do that, and you would not take that? So you're the girl that could have gotten Sarah Palin to eat out your pussy, or you're the girl that didn't, and you choose to be the girl that didn't, just like every other sheep girl in the world? Bah. Pathetic.
I sneeze at you.
All right, here's the phone call from this guy. He called like 16 times.
It's Little Fatty. Hey.
It's Little Fatty.
Oh, it's the Democrats' turn. It's their time. Well, how did you get there? You like that? You like that change? The help and change?
What?
Pick this.
Okay, I'll give you another chance to understand that.
Wow, this guy really sounds like a great political mind.
So here's your representatives, your representative today, Republican Party. So he's saying, so you said... it's the Democrats' time. You've said that once, he's saying to me. And first of all, it doesn't sound like anything I would ever say.
No.
But it's the Democrats' time. Well, look at this. And then you, well, how'd you get there?
What?
Stick this. So here, I'll give you another chance.
I really thought that he was talking through one of those, you know how like they get the famous people, and you have the soundboards. I thought he was talking through a soundboard.
Oh, like the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just getting sound bites.
Now, is this guy mentally challenged? Like, I mean, is he really retarded? I can't really tell, but, like, can this guy vote? Can this guy vote? I don't blame John for not voting. If people like this are out there, what's the point of leaving the house?
I don't give a fuck.
It's a Little Fatty. Hey, you once said... Oh, it's the Democrats' turn. It's their time. Well, how did you get there? You like that? You like that change? The help and change?
Do you like that change? And I guess that's saying I voted for Obama.
Oh.
And here's your change now. Well, we just changed the house. When you want if, this fucking idiot, it's not a football game.
No.
Quite frankly, I would want both parties in the House and Senate. I don't really know how things work, but that sounds good to me, having representatives from everywhere all over the place.
Do you know when he goes, you like it? You like that? I thought it was going to get sexual with
right,
it.
Right.
Like, you like that? You like that change?
Oh, he's talking like he talks to his pig on the farm, and I don't mean his wife.
Yeah, dude. Pig fucker.
It's a Little Fatty. Hey, you once said, oh, it's the Democrats' turn. It's their time.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying not to interrupt. You like that?
How did I get
you like that change?
You like that? You like that change?
Now stick this.
That's so weird.
Now stick this.
Yeah, he wants to fuck you.
Something's going on.
What was I going to say? Okay. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I hate the Republicans and I hate the Democrats. I'm very cynical and jaded. Mm-hmm. But what is what I why I really, really hate the Tea Party, why I really hate specifically Christine O'Donnell is because, you know, I have, like, Google alert for my name, you know? Right. Like, anytime John F. O'Donnell. She has been totally bogarting my Google alert. I was like, oh, Google alert for John F. O'Donnell. It's always Christine O'Donnell and the name John and the letter F someplace. I haven't gotten a Google alert. I haven't gotten to learn what anybody in the blogosphere is saying about me in months because it's all Christine O'Donnell.
You could have been a write-in candidate and not even know it.
Yeah, dude.
Now, that, yeah, that's just chicks insane, too. These Republicans are really coming off a little insane.
Yeah.
Between the guy that called in about Jimmy Dean sausage just now and...
Yeah, it's weird.
Stick it. How you like that?
It's so weird.
Like, you don't finish that call and go, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to call back.
He did call back.
Oh, yeah, he did call back.
Yeah, he was like, you know what, I had another thought.
And they weren't any better.
No.
Let me just...
Wait, I think he calls your phone number?
Yeah.
Why does he have your phone number?
Well, he's calling our studio number.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I think you picked the clearest one out of all his, what, 12, 14 messages?
Oh, yeah, I'm not picking the one that makes him look like an idiot.
Right.
Believe me. And he stands by what he says because he didn't block his number or anything. He's very proud of himself. Here was the poll yesterday. For Americans who voted today on November 2nd, did you really know everyone that you voted for? I don't believe people do.
No, definitely not. I mean, these midterm elections, there's so many little posts that are up and for things and everything like that. So, like, a lot of them, it's like, what, are you going to, like, find out the different candidates who are, like, the local sheriff and the person who's, like, working the, whatever, the transportation department? I don't even know. But it's just, you know, you just basically, people vote along party lines and then, you know, we proceed with the bullshit machine.
Did you really know who everyone you voted for, yes or no? 38% are saying yes, 62% saying no. Quite frankly, I think it's lower than 38% saying yes.
Let's go by, you know, how they're doing it, and that's tragic, don't you think?
What do you mean?
Even if we just go by the numbers, even if people think, because you were saying you're thinking the yeses are wrong, and they don't really know what they're talking
about.
Right,
I think they're like, yeah, I know, I kind of know. Like, I'll read, one second, I'll read some of these four messages, but it's like, I can tell by what you're writing the answer's no. Like, I had an inkling.
But even if all the yeses were absolutely genuine,
right,
it's still sad. It's
right.
Still a
oh,
third.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That 62% do not know who they're voting for half the time or most of the time. Skeet Shart 69. Of course, I didn't know everyone I voted for. Once I get to the mystery judge section, I vote to boot all of them out because I feel the need to stick it to the law. Well, unless they have a vaguely exotic name, because I need to prove to myself that I'm not a racist. Afraid not. The only people I voted for that I didn't research and know were the ones running unopposed. I didn't take this Keith and the Girl poll literally. I went with the spirit of the questions. So, no, he didn't know them. But going with the spirit of the questions, Keith means, like, did I know most? Or if somebody's unopposed, how am I going to vote for somebody else? So this absolutely is one guy that shouldn't have wrote yes. We agree on that? So I said that. I said, why would you vote for them even if they were running unopposed? You just said you agree with what they stand for. You answered incorrectly in the poll, just as you did in the voting booth. You let down America a few times today. Yeah, I'm with John. You know, you got people not knowing what they're voting for, not giving a shit. Can one person make a difference? Nope. Nope. You can't. Who gives a fuck?
No,
try to keep an eye on your money in the bank that you're using. See if your bank is on the up and up. Ooh. See if your post office is fucking you.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, man. I mean, I think it's good to vote. You know, it's part of something you can contribute or whatever. But
you can't, by the way. That's my point.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. But also, what I try to do is just, you know, try to just be good to the circles that I come across. I try to be good to my friends and family. I try to be, you know, honest and nice to people in general, you know. Trying to just, you know, I just work on my little comedy routine all the time. You know what I mean? And I'm relatively economically marginalized. And because I'm labeled as mentally ill, even with all the healthcare reform that pops in, I'm in like a really weird fucking world. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I'm just proceeding as is. And, you know, we live till we die. And it's all bullshit anyway.
How do you take care of the mental health?
Well, I get lucky. For some reason, I have some like card. You get on some sort of car that I have in Jersey if you only make a certain amount of income, and then you get reduced, like, costs for your medication. So my medication, I'm on one medication. It's not even that big a deal. And it's only $15 a month now, which is crazy.
Did you?
From, like, being well over 100. And I only have to see a psychiatrist twice a year, once every 6 months.
That's
when I don't
ridiculous.
Have a therapist. It's not ridiculous. It's fucking great. I mean, it costs $200 every time. What am I supposed to see him every fucking week or monthly?
Oh, that doesn't cover, you don't get covered for that?
I don't have any insurance.
Oh, so how do you get, you just have insurance for the pills?
It's not even insurance. It's like some, like, here, I'll show you the card.
How did you pay for when you were, weren't you in a mental institution?
Yeah.
How did you pay for that?
Ran out the back.
No, I'll tell you this. This is fucked up.
They expect crazy people to pay.
Right?
Crazy awesome. Can we get this shit right?
Did you give them marbles?
Yeah, he paid in beans.
You guys.
He's like, throw it in the back. You'll see. You'll be with a castle and a giant.
I paid them in hugs. I was like, a hug me. I'm in time. Fuck you guys, man. I'm a fucking crazy awesome, whatever. You know. Okay. Listen to me.
Yes.
What was the question?
how did you pay for your therapy?
Okay, this is fucked up. Okay, so the advice that we got was to cancel my insurance before I went in there, right? Because if you have insurance...
Who did you just talk to now when you said fuck it?
You guys.
Okay.
I was trying to defend myself, but I'm not insecure. I don't care. So we were told to cancel my insurance before I went into the hospital because if you had insurance, the insurance that you had would only cover and pay for the hospital stay for like a couple of days. And if they needed me to stay longer, then if I had no insurance, then they couldn't kick me out of there until the doctor decreed that it was okay to do it. And then I don't even know who fucking pays. Probably just the fucking state pays.
Oh,
so we didn't have to pay shit.
Oh, so they can't turn you away type thing.
Yeah, it's fucking broken system.
So if you go in, is he saying if you
go in without insurance, you can stay longer and not pay anything. If you have insurance, they'll kick you out after a couple of days because the insurance company will be like, listen, we're only paying for this for a couple of days. Sorry, you're out.
Hmm.
Horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah. But I would have wished that I had that because I really only needed to stay there a couple of days. I stayed there for 2.5 months and it was terrible. Terrible experience because I kind of snapped out of being manic and I was myself again, you know? And so it was just coming to terms with all of the kind of like crazy ride that I've been on for 8 months and, you know, how all these things had happened in my life and where I was at now and having to rebuild. But being in my kind of normal mindset, obviously just, you know, super, super depressed, but it was just like, dudes, I did not need to be in a place like that. It was a terrible situation. But this is the card. It's called Together RX Access. It's a prescription savings program. And I just applied for it, just filled out some paperwork and mailed it in. And I got approved for it. And then it kicked in that the medication is only fucking $15 a month. And I only have to go to the psychiatrist because he's cool with it, with me going because I'm doing so good, whatever, like twice a year. And that's out of network. I don't even have a network anyway. And that's $200.
What kind of stuff do you tell him?
It's weird. A psychiatrist just basically meets with you. And he meets a lot longer than other ones do, like half an hour or so. Just ask how you're doing, general questions. It's not like a psychologist who is more of like therapy and stuff like that. I mean, I use stand-up as therapy. That kind of fills the void for me.
An hour is such a short time, don't you think?
I think it is.
Well, psychiatrists usually, it's even 10 minutes. Psychiatrists, just a lot of them just write the prescriptions and give you pills.
That's awful.
That's it. And psychologists, you know, psychologists, that's more of the talk therapy. That's just what the job is.
Because they can't write the prescription.
Some do both, you know?
Psychologists are not allowed.
Well, there's some people that are psychologists, psychiatrists that actually do a lot of talk therapy and they can prescribe pills. Yeah, they're absolutely there.
Do you ever do a crazy awesome John F. O'Donnell joke in therapy and then go, fuck, now you think I'm crazy? Well, I have to explain to you I'm not really crazy. That was just a joke. Great, now explaining it's too much. Oh my God, this is getting worse and worse. I'll just jump out the fucking window. I'll see you in six months.
I'll answer your question. No. Okay. I literally just tell him what I'm doing. You know, and then he just looks at how super sweet my life is and probably jerks off to it later. And then I leave and come back in 6 months.
You wouldn't tell him that, right? Like, are you going to jerk off later? Go, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, imagine that. I was like, hey, Dr. Robinson, you going to jerk off later at this? And by the way, Dr. Robinson's cool as fuck, man. He's a good dude.
Do you like when a crazy person says that? You think I would do that? Something fucking crazy? By the way, I'm seeing a therapist because they called me crazy.
You know what? I remember this one woman at Surf Reality.
Who doesn't fucking see a therapist these days?
Right?
This one woman at Surf Reality, she would take off her clothes all the
time. Mandatorily. Who doesn't see a psychiatrist?
Well, it's not meh. Well, yeah, yeah.
well played.
She
would take off her clothes. She even did like a documentary about her taking off her clothes in major, major places.
Public places.
Like Grand Central Station, and how she gets kicked out by the police. And she would wear her wig, you know, sideways. Like she would just put on a wig for funsies and have it sideways. And it was a little nutso, right? But she's very, very intelligent. You know, John's very intelligent also. Very intelligent.
Okay, so, can we just explain something real quick? Okay, what has to be understood with this manic depression thing, right?
Right.
That was a compliment, by the way.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. But I think I'm not sure if you guys understand this. Basically, it's the sort of thing where what has happened to me over the past 11 years is very intermittently, like a number of years have passed, like at least 3 or 4 years have passed. And then what's happened is I've kind of gone into this hypomanic state and it's kind of progressed into full-blown mania where your life takes on this grandiose meaning and your brain is like clicking. You have 1,000 thoughts and it can get very terrifying and shit like that. And then that's followed by a depressive episode. But then I kind of recalibrate and I'm like a normal person for a number of years.
In 2008, you got in trouble in Scotland, we were just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, it's like right now, for example, I'm not like holding back like, you know, voices in my head or like feeling like a crazy person in any respect at all. It's just something that has happened intermittently every 3 years, like, you know what I mean, or 4 years. But now the fact that if I stay on medication, because I never really stay on my medication, hopefully it'll never happen again. But it's not like it's the sort of thing where right now I'm not manic or I'm not depressed. I'm just normal.
Why do people go off their medication? Like, I don't need it today. Why would you do that?
Well, I think it's just like diet. I think it's just like dieting and exercising. It's like you become what you want to become, and then you sort of fall off a little bit.
Do you stop because you think you're fine?
Well, why people stop. I mean, I'll never not take my medication again because fuck it. But I think what happens is first, you know, when you get, you know, when you have to kind of come to terms that you have some sort of like chemical imbalance or mental disorder, I mean, that's a very, very difficult thing to accept and swallow. I mean, it's like the two things people fear the most apparently are losing their mind and dying. And it's the sort of thing where, you know, I mean, it's potentially marginalizes you in society. It makes you feel like you're, you know, not a worthy person. I mean, that could damage your fucking whole sense of self and all your self-esteem. The fact that you have to take a pill to be okay, and you know yourself better than anybody else, so you feel like you're normal relative to the world because you live in your own skin. That's number one. Number two, if you're feeling better, you're like, oh, I'm better. I don't need to take this pill. And then there's a fear. It's like, okay, yeah, these pills have been around for a little while, but a lot of these are super new. You don't know what the long-term side effects are going to be. Some of the pills, some people react to them. They have a ton of side effects that are terrible. I'm lucky that I don't really have any side effects from this Lamictal thing. And then beyond that, it's just, So I think those are a number of reasons why people don't do it. Yeah.
Are you allowed to vote?
Yeah, it's not like I'm a felon. Okay. That was fucking hilarious and ridiculous. Okay, yeah. I'm not allowed to vote, but that fucking dude that sent you that message, like, you like it? You like that change? He can fucking vote?
What? I've seen you drink. What is drinking doing to your pills?
It's okay to drink. Like, I don't drink recklessly, but it's okay to drink. Or I've decided that it's okay to drink because I've decided that I'm going to take my pills. I'm going to live my life the way that I want to fucking live my life. And I'm not going to, you know, I can't smoke weed or do, you know, hallucinogenics or any of that stuff. That's fine. Cause that's probably what triggered the last manic episode. But I decided I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. I'm going to take this thing called Lamictal because it's like a mood stabilizer, but it's also an anticonvulsant. That's what it was initially and still is given to people who had seizures. And then they found out that it had mood stabilizing capabilities. So they give it to people that are manic depressive. And
do you ever skip a day like by accident?
Because every once in a while, like I'll forget. But it's not like I don't take it for one day, and it's like it's not that it's a preventative sort of medication. Mm-hmm. It's not like it would be like forgetting to take your cholesterol medication for a day. You know what I mean? But so what I was saying was that what was I saying? Fuck about what was I just saying?
Lipitor.
No, right before that, I was saying that it's an anticonvulsant, but like I would never take an antipsychotic. Like people that have to deal with schizophrenia, they often have to take antipsychotics. And if you're like acutely manic and you're like super like spinning out of control, sometimes they'll give you an antipsychotic for a little while just to kind of bring you down, and then, you know, then they won't use that as a maintenance thing because it can be really debilitating and you can oftentimes feel like you're walking through glue or something like that. And then when I was in the fucking hospital. They made me stay on antipsychotics as well for like 2.5 months, and I was so miserable. I was so depressed. I gained a lot of weight. I didn't have the will to fucking live. My dick was half broken. It was just a miserable state of affairs. And then when I got out, the first doctor that I went to, who I fucking hated, he was a scumbag, like really, really arrogant, shitty dude. And he wouldn't take me off this antipsychotic. And then I went to this other doctor, Dr. Robinson, who's a very respected guy. And I was like, listen, you know, before this shit went down for years and years, I was on Lamictal and nothing happened. I was fine. Can I just go back to being on Lamictal? I'm a creative person. I can't exist like this, because I would rather fucking die than be on these antipsychotics and have to proceed with my life. Being aware of, you know, who I am and what I've done, but then just feeling like I'm trapped inside this cocoon of a shell. So I've decided I'm going to take this pill. I'm going to hope this doesn't happen again, because, I had to come back and work my ass off to build up my reputation in the past year or so in this city, you know? And
what?
I'd rather fucking die than do that, honestly. I don't give a fuck.
What did you mean by your dick was half broken?
What do you think I mean? It's hard to get hard-ons in this site.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
What made them let you out? If you're still depressed, if you still...
Oh, well, it was the sort of thing where I was, you know, I got to a... It was clear that I was, like, not a danger to myself or a danger to anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you keeping me in there for? It's like, this is a, you know, what's the point? You know, it's like, you don't just stay in there until you're, like, I don't know, happy. You know what I mean? Like, how the fuck would that happen? And I'll tell you this, that place is not conducive to getting well. I mean, it's just like a fucking, it's like a, I don't even know, man. It's like, I can't even figure out a way to talk about it that's interesting. It was so bad. It was just, like, the facilities were terrible. I mean, even the shower was like a trickle of water, and the soap there, it was like that fucking, like, pink hand soap that you get in the fucking public restrooms, you know what I mean? And so there's that. The fucking beds were like these, like, fucking, like, I'm gonna say, like, I don't know, 8-inch, 10-inch thick rubber fucking slabs, and then like you couldn't even keep the sheets on it, and it was always like that, and there was like shitty pillows. The food was awful and unhealthy. Like,
and you're with, now I don't know what else you would do, but you're with other mental patients.
Well, this is the thing too, dudes. Like, I'm not even joking with you. It's obviously, you know, mental disorders. There's a huge spectrum, and there's also different levels of functionality and stuff like that. I'll tell you, outside of a handful of people, I was in there with some very, very, you know, inept people. I'm not going to make fun of them, you know what I mean? But I was in there with some very, very inept people, and also people who I don't think were crazy. I think they were just, like, fucking dangerous and angry, and they were there too, and it was just, I had really had nobody to talk to, and I was so depressed I didn't even want to talk to anybody. I tried to sleep as much as I could, and what sucks is I couldn't even focus enough to read. I couldn't even use it as a prolific time to write or anything like that. I was just wanted to fucking die.
If people are around you and they have a bigger disorder than you do, yeah, is that unhelpful at all to your healing? Like, for example, you're hanging out with a buddy, he's being goofy, making corny jokes, all of a sudden you're a little goofy. Do you start walking around in circles because these people are? Does that affect you at all?
I have not experienced that affecting me. Okay. No. But it was like, and I'll tell you this, it wasn't like you're in there and it's not like a bunch of people spinning out of control, is because they basically put, you know, they'll put you on enough medication so you're, you know, so whoever is relatively docile, you right. know. I wouldn't say they zombify you, but at the same time, it's just like some of these people, it's just like, dude. And you know what? It was a state hospital, obviously. You know, it was for, like, you know, poorish people, you know.
Right.
And
One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest is a very overrated movie. Do you agree?
Overrated?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. I read that book and I saw that movie probably 15 years ago now. So I remember the time thinking it was really good. But I only remember the parts of it that everybody remembers. Like the guy when Jack was talking to Indy and whatever, you know.
Right, or zapping him. Yeah. I was on the side of the nurse. Like, just zap him already. He's being an asshole.
But you think that if I went back and watched that movie, it wouldn't hold up?
I personally was bored.
Just like Howard the Duck?
Maybe, see?
I used to love Howard the Duck as a kid. I went back and watched it. Unwatchable, Howard! Offensive!
Are you nervous about children at all? You're going to pass anything to children?
I don't think about that too much. I don't know if I'll have children anyway. Like, right. It's not something, obviously, it's not in the forefront of my mind.
You think if Sarah Palin had your child, it'd be normal, like two wrongs?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we'd be totally normal. We'd give birth to a totally normal Keith Malley, who's kind of an insensitive dick. But I think apparently it's a sort of thing where if you're manic depressive and you have a kid with somebody who's not, maybe I've heard different statistics. Maybe there's a 25% chance that they'll have it or something like that, which is pretty fucked up. But apparently, if you're both manic depressive, there's maybe it's higher. You know, like I honestly. I don't know. I have to check out the statistics. I mean, there's my father once said there's three types of liars. There's liars, there's damn liars, and there's statistics. I might have said that before. But it's kind of true. Yeah,
yeah, I think Mark Twain said it also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not to call out your dad.
Is that a Mark Twain thing?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know that, but you thought the primaries happened yesterday?
Voting happened. Like, we call it voting.
Yeah.
My buddy John told me that. Now I know. It's called voting.
Well, anyway, my father told me that thing. Maybe he didn't write it. My father's Mark Twain.
You know what? I'll tell you what about voting and why I'm over it, quite frankly. It's because what am I voting for? You know, if I'm voting for Cuomo or Palandino, I know two things about you. That's what I'm voting for. You voted for, was it Giuliani or Bloomberg? Who stopped that? You didn't know you were voting that there's not going to be smoking in New York City. Like, how come that's not something majority rules can vote on? You know what? If the majority of Americans wanted George Bush's second term, who am I to say? Right? Is that how we're going to live? Or do we live by majority rules because you're supposed to?
But are you saying that then they have to micromanage? Like,
yeah, of course. Each little thing. Yes. And if I don't show up to that voting, okay, then whatever people wanted, smoking or not smoking in New York, then that's what they took the time to go out and do. But there's so much shit going on that you're not in control of that.
Can I tell you, that would never happen, but I would go and vote for smoking or non-smoking in parks.
Of course you would.
I would go out and vote for, you know, pro-choice or pro-life. I would go out and vote for these things rather than vote for a guy who's going to vote for these things because he can say anything he wants to me. That is brilliant.
John, do you know that there's nobody in this room right now other than you and you're just having fun with it, or do you think you're in a real conversation?
What? What? What was that question?
What's that?
Say that again. Say that again.
It's not important. I'm not here.
What did he say, Hamda?
Do you...
He's just fucking with me?
Yeah, I'm just being silly.
I think we're three people having a conversation.
Right?
Dude. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You think they let motherfuckers like me fucking headline fucking comedy clubs if I'm fucking not taking care of my shit? Come on, man. You think I could write treatments for original television shows that don't get made if I wasn't fucking on point?
Beer Chick is agreeing with me from the other day. She wants to say how she thinks it's total bullshit how the media chases the polls all the way up to the election and also the vote count during the election. I think this can push some sort of phantom bias on people. A poll really isn't an accurate representation of how people will actually vote, but by calling out poll results all the time, it may make some people think those poll leaders are the most popular and therefore the one to vote for. People like being on the winning team. I totally agree. I know this means admitting that dummies are voting, but it's true. They may just vote for whoever the media is saying is the most popular at the time, which I think gives the person an unfair advantage. Agreed. I'll see these political ads, and they'll go, Palandino, blah, blah, Palandino, blah, blah, Palandino, blah, blah, Palandino, to vote Cuomo. And I'm like, what do you think somebody just left? You know, somebody's doing dishes, and they go, Palandino.
Yeah, but if you're so stupid that you can be swayed by a negative ad, which they are.
You've seen these ads. They're not saying anything in these ads.
No, they're on both sides, they're just slanderous. It's ridiculous. But also, what's messed up about it, what was she just saying in that? The polling.
Right.
Like, who are they? I've never been polled. Have you ever been polled?
I think I've seen it. I think I've seen exit polls. You're leaving the voting booth and a news organization asks you who you voted
for. No, but I mean before, when they do the polls before.
No, nobody's ever
that say
me.
Like, oh, he's 23 points ahead in the poll.
Right.
Who are they polling?
Right.
Have you ever been polled?
No.
No, but I've also never been polled for Family Feud.
Well, you've been polled. By dicks.
Thanks, buddy.
Do we have to talk about politics? It's so fucking boring. It's so boring and inane, and I could give less of a fuck, right or wrong. And what's weird is I have family members that are so passionate about it, and it's like, dudes.
That's the family debate.
Yeah.
John, come on. What do you think about this? Dude! news.
I'm like, dude, seriously?
Come on.
I'm trying to write a fucking joke here, man. Fuck, I think it's easy to do. I'm trying to transcribe the entirety of my soul into hilarious linguistics in order that the entire masses of ass don't fall into a state of depression.
He's right.
You know, maybe that's a little bit fucking more valid than gay marriage. Totally JK. But I'll tell you this. This is how fucking off the beaten path I am. Like, I'm fine with gay marriage. I'm fine with straight marriage, I guess. But I think the institution of marriage is so retarded that the fact that anybody would want to do it, let alone fight for the right to do it because it's retardo, is such a waste of fucking time, and it's bollocks, and it's bullshit, and it's contrived institution that doesn't even make sense. Just profess your love to somebody and be with somebody if that's what you're fucking into. Why do you need to subscribe to some fucking westernized Christian-based institution that doesn't even want you to be a part of it anyway because they think you're going to fucking hell? And if so,
because it's
not
like that, because not everybody's getting married for religious reasons. You know,
economic reasons?
Whether it's, who cares if it is? It doesn't matter. It's the fact is, and I don't know if I'll ever get married. I'm not fighting for my personal right to get married. I'm fighting for equality.
I agree.
And it's married people get bonuses that unmarried people don't.
Actually, that's not true anymore. Apparently, there's all the same shit. Like, they get the insurance, the whole nine,
no,
or whatever, the
no,
whole same tax
that's
stuff.
Not true.
I absolutely
across the board.
Okay,
you're
maybe
saying.
You're right. If that's not, if it's not across the board, then it absolutely fucking should be, number one. And I do agree that it should be equality, but from my perspective, it's retardo equality. It's
sure,
like being
it
like,
is.
Hey, these people here can smother hamburgers on their dicks until they come. Why can't these people smother? That was not the best example.
No, why?
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So you're not offended that I'm not inviting you to my wedding? This is not offensive, right?
I prefer it. I don't want to go to your fucking wedding. I got to get dressed up, get a gift, and fucking fly someplace.
Perfect.
Ugh. Yeah, like I was going to get invited anyway. Like you're getting married.
Oh, he's getting married.
Are you getting married? Are you engaged?
Who the fuck knows?
Ugh.
Now you're for sure not invited.
Can I get a plus one?
No, I get that you know.
I agree that it should be legalized, but I think the institution is retarded.
Sure, but then you have to fight against the institution for everybody, which is just not going to happen.
No, I agree. That's why I don't give a fuck.
So do you think there's people out there that are voting against gay marriage, but if you said that, people would complain. You're like, no, hear me out. No one should be able to get married because it's so fucking stupid, but all I can control right now is a little couple people. So no, they can't vote.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's fucking great. You're like, I'm like working in reverse.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
obviously,
we already have this group can't get married. Let's get onto the straight soon. That's fucking hilarious. I'm coming from the opposite end. All right, now no minorities can get married. All right, and then we'll move on from there. No straight minorities can get married. Now no straight whiteys can get married. And now my single agenda is complete. That's hilarious.
Everybody can just be normal.
God, that's hilarious.
It would be less pressure if we did not grow up thinking that we had to find the most awesome person as quickly as possible to settle down and to move forward.
Yes.
And not to focus on the rest of our lives. You know, I feel like most people, especially women, are taught to just find the right person, then your life can begin. And I feel like people put their lives on hold because of this. If we were taught maybe to think otherwise, like just be a good person, and then you'll just find friends, and one of them will be closer, or five of them will be closer than others, or you know what I mean? If we were taught how psychology really works in your brain, and you just, you know, you need people, but you don't have to, you know, compromise nonsense to be with them.
I agree. It's our socialization. It's the belief system. It's our social compact that we subscribe to. And it's bullshit. And I think it's really depriving the world of a lot of orgies that would otherwise be happening. That pisses me off, dude.
Jay-Z is getting an itch for politics. According to BBC, Jay-Z wants to fix the country not through music, but through his political vision, saying, quote, "Give me a chance. Maybe in 8 years I'll run for president." Now, you never know if he's being silly. People asked him, and he said, "Yeah, sure. Can I just go bang my wife?" But
Jay-Z versus Palin, 2016.
But you know what? I'd vote for Jay-Z. I think he's very talented.
You know why you'd vote for Jay-Z? Because he'd put it in a song, and you'd understand the song.
Right.
But I do also think that, you know, I'm sure we have an episode where Keith Malley goes, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm running for president." Now, if you were a little more famous, they'd quote that and put it on the front of the paper. And Keith Malley says, fuck it, I'm running for president.
But then, like John says, I check all the polls, and if I have a chance, sure, fuck it.
Yeah, dude.
Why
you
not?
You did say fuck it.
I'd make is it true when asked you said fuck it? No, like, isn't it? It is. I don't want to be like the whole thing's corrupt and ridiculous, but it is. And, like, what is this thing where, why can't political people, let's say running for president specifically, but it seems like anything. It seems like running for a post office worker is the same. But running for president, it's like, so you running for president? No. It's like, I know you are. I know you will be. Then a month later, I'm going to. I knew it. Now, why? How come that first lie doesn't make us not vote
bro,
for
bro, that
you?
Actually ooh, makes me. Sense. No. It makes sense that they do that, but go ahead.
Pick
I'll explain.
Me. Ooh, because it's like this. Keith, you're going to get married, right? Someday, your girlfriend's going to give you a hint about what kind of ring you should get. And it's like, no, I'm not asking you to marry me, but if I was, what ring would you get?
Yeah, but they say no. They're saying no. They flat out say, no, I'm not running.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
And it's the reason that they do that is because once you say you're running for president, whoever wants to run against you or whatever, they start immediately focusing on how they can trash everything about you. And so for you to have some more buffer time before you have to get totally fucking, like, you know, like, dragged through the mud, you say no, so they have less time to build up ammunition against you. That's why they fucking do it. I'm not saying it's right. It's absolutely wrong. Yeah, that's, I mean, look at the fucking state of the affairs that politics is. Everybody just fucking, like, you know, like, fucking just, it's like dirty politics. You know, it's like they just talk shit about each
other. If Keith Malley isn't believing your no, and you think John McCain's believing your no? No, we got to focus on...
No, it's not only the other candidates, also the media and the attention. Like, once you say you're running for president, their media will give you more attention about it. They'll start, you know, spinning their webs of bullshit. Like, that's why we don't have the best people in this country. I don't think our best minds and our most innovative people are in politics because they don't want to have their character defamed, even unjustifiably so. So they won't run, and so then they... you know, so then we get these fucking power hungry fucking weirdos that have some sort of, you know, serious character flaws that make them think that they somehow know how to, you know, run the fucking country and know how to, you know, like, you know, tell us how to live our lives better than we know how to live our lives. And that's a level of narcissism in any respect that is so fucking scary. And they call themselves public servants, but they're, you know, they're literally, you know, they're just arrogant bitches.
I say we have a country of apes. They're voting how they want to vote, and there's just watch your own shit. You just got to watch your own shit. You want to do something that makes a difference that day, on voting day? Fuck.
Yeah. How about this? I mean, if everybody saved money,
right?
Then you know, Social Security would be fine. It'd be like, hey, if you save money, then it's like, oh, Social Security is like a little bonus for you. You know what I mean? The reason that Social Security started was because, you know, the government was convinced that people are too stupid to save money. So they'd have, you know, which is true.
How much money do you have saved?
Well, I'm a comedian, dude. You know what I mean? I'll always get by. I'll get by in a, you know, a joke and a smile. But, you know, for normals, it could be difficult.
For the layman.
yeah.
Speaking of relationships, somebody studied Facebook. And, you know, you're writing your 2 cents on what changes on Facebook. So they studied 10,000 Facebook statuses, looking for people that update with phrases such as break up and broken up, and realized when, put together a chart of when most people break up with the other person. So the two big spikes on the calendar for breakups, are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
The first is after Valentine's Day. The holiday has a way of defining relationships for better or worse.
Mm.
And in the weeks leading up to spring break. Both make sense to me.
Maybe. But this is so for children, though.
I was going to say, that's so fucking...
Is it spring break, though? It's still spring. Spring cleaning.
When
you
was
know?
The last time you had a spring break?
It has nothing to do with spring break, though. I'm saying the older people that don't go on spring break, it's still like, it's a new me. I'm cleaning out my fridge. I'm cleaning these men out of my hair.
No, that's all... No, because the only people
it's
who
summertime.
Put, no, dude. The only people who put that they broke up with somebody in their fucking status update are younger... idiots.
I don't know. I think you're wrong about that.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah.
No, maybe you're right. You're
Facebook
right.
is the number two site out of all websites in the entire world.
What's number one? The Bible?
Number one is the Bible.
.com. What's number one?
Google.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard of it. But yeah, I guess. But also spring break, it's like fuck fest USA. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to bring the person you're half interested in, or keep to the person you're half interested in.
This when you see new commercials for search engines, Bing is the latest one.
Oh, fuck Bing.
What's it upsets you?
Well, the fact that it's like, you know, I'm not like, oh, Google, I need to Google.
Right.
But it's like, make one that's viable. Bing, the interface, why are people so stupid they can't come up with an interface that is like cool or user friendly?
See,
like,
I didn't even try it. I thought, you know, why am I trying Bing if Google works? It's not like,
right.
It's not like Google hasn't worked so far.
And Bing's whole ad campaign is a big lie where they have those like, you put something into Google and then it's just you get too many weird results. They have like all the people talking about stuff.
Right.
It's like, when does that happen? When have I put something into Google and I haven't gotten what I wanted? You fucking...
It's also Google's number one.
So Google, give me some money!
It's not just for searches. It's also, you know, we're all on Gmail, you know?
Mail, and, calendar, everything.
Yeah, and the calendar's there too. Now I have two open windows and one is for my mail, one is for my calendar, and then on another one I can open it up and Google something. You know, I mean, it's used for a lot more than just looking for something.
Yeah, and Gmail's the fucking shit. It's great. I mean,
I'm not that thrilled about it, but I know I have to use it.
I love it. I love it.
I don't understand it. If somebody can actually help me with this, can I, when I was on Outlook, which I think is the number one thing, except it's not web-based, which
not
is
web-based.
A huge problem.
Yeah, those are can be buggy.
Yeah, but I had, if you send me an email, even if it's on the same subject, it's a separate email. This puts it in the same email, and I think I've missed an email or two because of it. You know what I mean? Or Keith will send me a few messages, but it has the same subject. It'll lump it up with the other stuff, but it's not a continuous conversation. I need to separate where every email is a separate email.
Did you switch the override to 1011?
I know what you're talking about, but... You can, when you open it, you can clearly see all of them.
I don't like it. I need a whole separate email with the conversation go. Oh, because, okay, let's say, for example, I send out a mass mail to the people we want on the show. Be a guest on our show. And then it sends it all to me at once in one email, and then it separates it. And it's really frustrating. Instead of, I get an email from John with that conversation. I get an email from, let's say, Micah Fox with that conversation. It's just
I see what you're saying, but that's just specifically for your needs. I mean, it's so much more convenient from my perspective to have those same, that thread of conversation all in one email. You know what I mean? It's so
But it's everybody's so thread instead of just your thread and my thread.
All right.
Yeah, that's, no, if you're sending, that's if you're sending out mass emails, which, you know, you do more than I do.
$619 for a share of stock from Google. $619. That's insane.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't need a new search engine. If I'm going to Google something, how would I go on Bing? I'd obviously go on Google.
Exactly. But it's pretty amazing that Google managed to make their brand a verb. Like, you know, like
right.
This is what you Google. It's like almost like it's like Xerox did that. It's like, oh, make a Xerox of this. It's mm-hmm. it's that's when
yeah,
that's
think...
when you know that you're like it'd be like, hey, Google this on Yahoo search. You know what I mean? Like,
and I don't think you can tell your mom to Bing it.
Right.
I don't know if you can tell her to Google it either. That sounds like she's playing with your balls. Google it, Mom, then let me Bing you.
The other big romantic...
You guys are gross.
Just checking. Hold on. The other big romantically treacherous time of during breakups, 2 weeks before Christmas.
That's because they don't want to get a gift.
Yeah. Mondays, as if they weren't bad enough, are the most likely day to break up.
Well, that makes sense, right? Because your weekend, you know, you got too drunk, you said too many things.
Right.
Or that's when people cheat on each other.
Well, you got to be taken out, that's when you cheat. Monday you're back to work, and you're like, you know what, let me just do it now, because I probably wasn't going to see you all week long anyway. Then you have all week to stew on it. Fire somebody on a Friday, but break up on a Monday.
Good rule of thumb.
Thank you. And possibly showing that some people's sense of humor is more twisted than others, there's a spike in breakups on April Fool's Day.
Oh, not nice.
That'd be a
but
tough
then,
one.
But the way they do it is they go, do you want to marry me? And he goes, really? Just kidding, break up! April Fool's! That's how you break up with so many April Fool's.
Dear Keith and Akemda, my name is Danny Hatch. I'm 18, sober. I live in Oklahoma, and I give one big fat shit about this email. I'm writing this in a pretty pissed off state of mind. I know my buddy Danny. So forgive me if it comes out sounding immature. Basically, I'm deeply fucking angry with my roommate. Again, he's 18.
Wait, real quick before you do that, I want to say something about the breaking up.
Sure.
I broke up with a woman maybe over a month ago now, and this is what I said to her. I told her, I'm sorry, you're great. I think she actually would be great for me, but I told her, I go, I'm sorry, I'm addicted to being alone. That's weird, right?
Well, are you addicted to being alone?
Sort of.
Did you want to be with her?
I don't know.
You don't like dealing with other people. Like, I want to go here. No, I already want to go here, so.
Yeah, but she wasn't even clingy, and I was still, yeah.
So what are you saying? So let me ask you, is it weird?
I just thought I'm addicted to being alone as an amazing...
I'm sorry, our time's up. Thanks for coming in, John. I'll see you in six months.
I'll see you in 6 months, Dr. Robinson. All right, get back to him and his roommate.
No, but that is a little strange.
I actually think it's kind of a cool line.
It's cool, but you didn't mean it.
No, I did mean it.
So now you lost this woman.
No, I did mean it. She's great, though, but whatever.
I do believe it. There are people who don't want to compromise their lives at all, and you can't be another person. You can't be with another person.
All the hemming and hawing sound like he really meant it.
I just wanted to say that. I don't know how I feel about it.
Do you want to go out with her again?
No.
What's her name?
I'm not saying that.
Jenny?
That's my stepsister's name, you fucking scumbag.
I'm going with Jenny until you correct me.
I'm not telling you her name.
Okay. Jenny, listen. This is me, John O'Donnell.
John F. O'Donnell.
Go on.
I have nothing to say. I just wanted to tell you that I said the line,
all right.
I'm addicted to being alone.
All right.
Doesn't stand on its own as interesting enough?
No, because I'm a friend. And I saw there's more. You're dying to say.
You know what? We are friends. What do you think about that?
Okay.
We're friends.
I tell jokes.
I feel like, I wonder, who do you think likes who better? Do you think I like Keith better and he likes me, or Keith likes me better and I like him?
I think you both like each other's shows equally.
Equally, dude. That's what a mother would say about, like, who do you love more? Let's get lunch, Keith. We had lunch, you motherfucker, remember?
We had lunch.
Remember and you said no lunch?
I was very surprised how normal you were.
Yeah, dude, I'm chill mode, man. Come on. How chill was I all of Pittsburgh? And then it's like, you know, right? Saturday night, we got pretty drunk. We got pretty crazy. But
John's one of these guys, like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. If I come back and there's Jager shots for everybody, that'd be good news. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah, I was busting your balls about that.
This was do you call it a ball busting at hour 8? Okay, seriously, buy me a beer. I'm not joking.
Okay, you were laughing your ass off the whole time.
You
dude.
Were upset you weren't getting
a
beer.
I was like, dude, I was like, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom. If I come back and there's Jager shots here, I will not protest that. It's fine.
I'm just joking. I'm not kidding.
I'm just joking unless you're into it. And then it's like you run away and come back. It was the best. I'm more fun than, you know.
Yeah. But it was a good lunch.
Yeah.
Everything was normal. You weren't licking other people's plates. You weren't sticking your fingers into people's glasses going, hopscotch, hopscotch. You were normal.
Okay, you were weird. You returned your fries for onion rings.
I ordered onion rings.
All right, fair enough. That's not
How's
that weird.
That weird?
I just wanted to say something. And you got a pink lemonade and a refill.
Okay, let me tell you what's getting weird right now.
I have a photographic memory of the lunch. Do you remember that dude that got the peanut butter and bacon?
Yeah.
For you
going to the bathroom right before you came into the restaurant, I don't know why you went in 20 minutes again after you were eating.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's weird that you remember that about yourself. You're really into yourself. Brendan got the bacon and peanut butter.
That's right.
And how cool was the... I got to say, Pittsburgh has some of the best servers of stuff in the fucking world. All the people were super fun. That waiter, incredibly fun guy.
I don't like that kind of waiter.
What? You were loving him. You were laughing. Oh, maybe you were laughing because he was black and you felt uncomfortable.
Do you understand?
I look like racist.
I look like I was having a good time with you.
Don't go
by what I... Kendra's often surprised at the end of the night. She'll be like... Oh, you like that person. I didn't care for him. I'm like, I hated him. She's like, oh, you tricked me. I'm like, yeah. What am I going to do? Of course. He's laughing. I'm going to. It's like I said, I asked you.
You're a two-faced motherfucker?
Well, I asked you about the mental hospital. Will that change you because people are being mental? I could put myself in a mode. I'm not like selling out, but I'm putting myself in like a little mode like, okay, you're a wacko or a corny motherfucker. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm stuck with you because maybe my girlfriend's friends with your girlfriend. Something like that, you know? And
your girlfriend's friends with the girlfriend of that waiter in Pittsburgh?
Yes. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go with it. You know, what am I going to do? I don't like this fucking waiter. But I don't need a waiter to sit in the chair right beside me. What are we eating today?
He was so much fun. He was so, come on, remember him? With a hat?
Yeah, no, I thought he was funny, but I feel uncomfortable sometimes about waiters who make friends with you because I don't want to ask my friend to switch my coffee because you didn't get it right.
Right. Then they look at you and go, really, dog? That's how you look at me?
Dude, seriously, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant and they, I don't even like a knee on
the
chair.
So what do you want? You want some guy to walk in and be like, hello, please, sir, let me serve you. No eye contact. You can change your coffee as many times as you want to.
No, I hate the servant thing. I'm very uncomfortable. How about let's just be cordial to each other and that's the end of it. I remember watching.
He was cordial. He wasn't like flipping out. He wasn't like.
No, I'm not talking specifically about him.
He wasn't like, dun, 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 dun. I love you guys. Let's have friends.
I think
like,
he got pretty close to that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Kind of. Peanut butter and bacon? No one fucking orders that.
Okay, that was hilarious. It wasn't hilarious. He was like, seriously? When he goes, because there's an, okay, in Pittsburgh, you can get a sandwich on it that has bacon and peanut butter. There's a bacon and peanut butter sandwich, and it sounds like no one ever thinks to eat together, but maybe it tastes good. Who fucking knows? Anyway, one of our buddies ordered it, and the waiter goes, who I liked, and Clemson and Keith are being assholes about, goes,
I thought he was fine. It's
yeah,
just
he was far than fine. He was a good one.
For
but,
5 minutes, we heard, I don't know, nobody orders that. That's kind of weird.
And I go, seriously? How many people order that? Because I work in 4 years, maybe three.
And then he took some time before he wrote it down and then went to get it.
Then he came back.
And by the way, a lot of people are sensitive about what they eat. A lot of people. He happened to get a group of comics. But a lot of people are sensitive about what they eat. And to go, like, I don't even like when the waiter picks up my plate and goes, oh, you did really well. What the?
Who the fuck does that?
People have done it. It's the same thing as why would you
what,
order
like
that?
Like your mom when you were a kid?
No.
I've never had a waiter go, well done.
I've seen it many times.
But dude, who's going to order the bacon and peanut butter and be sensitive about what they eat?
Why? I've seen that sandwich before. There's a Peanut Butter and Company place in the West Village. Oh, yeah. It exists. I didn't think it was so crazy. I thought it was interesting.
This was strange. Waiter comes out.
I'm not complaining about it. It's not like it's not on my mind. But if I have to choose between waiters, I don't want to be your buddy.
All right. The cab driver that took us from the hotel, you were not in the cab, to the restaurant where we ended up not going because the line was too long. That cab driver was awesome.
I believe
you. And you can't tell me he wasn't.
Okay. So the waiter came out.
Yeah.
Gives the peanut butter sandwich down to our friend and then goes, oh, you're right. That is good. Looks down. There's a bite missing from the sandwich. Is that too much?
That is too much.
All right.
Keith!
All right, so here's what Danny's saying. I have class tomorrow morning, and I'm exhausted from working in my girlfriend's newspaper office for 6 hours, and my roommate is fucking his latest girlfriend, leaving me stranded outside in my floor's common area, leaving me looking like the world's biggest douchebag. I wouldn't mind this was a one-time thing or if it was in an afternoon, but it's 1 in the morning here, and this is a continuing problem. Good for your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to handle this. I've known him for years, and we're good friends, and I'm worried that saying something will make me sound nagging or will make for an awkward rest of the semester. On the other hand, I took out a student loan to help pay for that room, and it's inconsiderate for him to keep doing this. How would you handle it? Should I say something or just suck it up and be the bigger man? Thanks, Danny.
First of all, you're not the bigger man. Not saying something doesn't always make you the bigger man. And second, he just keeps getting the room first. Why don't you go, oh, I have a scheduled thing happening.
Wait, so...
I'm fucking my hand at 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
I phased that a little bit there. So he's... The friend is getting laid in the apartment, in the dorm room?
Okay, John McCain is running for...
I fucking hate you so much. All right, so... Okay, wait, the roommate's basically getting laid and the other guy can't go into the room, he has work to do thing?
Correct.
Just stay in there while they fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. Just fucking put on some headphones, turn your back, and fucking work. Look back a little bit.
What is? Know? It's very inconsiderate.
I know, it is considerate. It's
very inconsiderate. You fine. It's, get out the room. How old is this kid? 18? Give him 10 minutes. You know what I mean? He's snuggling and everything. You're with the chick. No, you're with the chick. You have to fuck. All right, I walk around campus 15, 20 minutes. That's it. You don't get hours.
Why can't they fuck it at her place?
Just yeah, it's also, you're not having a date in your room. You can't.
Right.
I live here.
Till 1 in the morning? That's too much.
Yeah, or go to her place half the time or something. But even half is like a lot of time if he's doing it inconsiderably.
I wouldn't even leave the room. I would go, I'll tell you what, you have 10 minutes, I'll take a shit. Do what needs done.
I hope you leave the room for that.
No, I shit and I hum. And I'm like, I can't
hear
you.
They don't have bathrooms in their dorm rooms.
Well, here's the thing. College is a growing experience, right? People are going to shit all over you for the rest of your life. Now is the chance to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. People come into my house now and ask the fucking and ask me to leave, and I go, no, I will not.
Well, your coworkers are gonna shit on you. Your boss is gonna shit on you. You have to know your limits and put your foot down. You don't have to pick a fight about it. You could just be like, look, I've had too many long nights. Can you take this shit elsewhere a couple times? Right, Keith? As a dude, that's how they talk to each other.
That seems fair.
Can you take this shit to a different place a couple times? I'm fucking exhausted.
He just said they're friends.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it.
Oh, then start with, hey, buddy.
Here's how you do it. You go, listen, bro. I think it's fucking choice that you're getting laid. It's cool, man.
I'll screw over here, dog.
It's fucking rad, dude. You're getting your dick wet on the regs.
Right on. Right on.
Fair enough. I ain't getting no pussy right now, but it's cool. I'm working, you know. I'm fucking getting good grades. Here's the deal, man. I got a work to do. And sometimes, you know, I hear you banging out that fucking pussy, and it's loud, and it's fine. And I feel awkward about being in the room because it's a small room. And, dude, trust me, I do not want to take away your pimp card. I want you to fuck freely, kid. I don't want you not getting your nut off because of me.
If time allowed, I'd put the dick in for you.
True that. But on the real, man, sometimes I got to go in. I got to study. I got to sleep. I can't just be sitting in the hallway, you know? So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do about it. Let's talk about it. What do you think we could be done? Can we come up with some sort of fuck schedule for you?
No, don't ask him what you do. Look, I need my room sometimes, okay? It's too much.
No, dude, if you say fuck schedule, then they come with a schedule and be good, man. Fuck it, dude.
I don't think guys talk like that.
Well, I just talk like that.
I don't think guys
talk
like that.
Are you calling me not a guy?
I just don't think if you're in college, that's how you're talking to each other.
Well, that's why he called in for advice.
Keith Malley.
Here's what I would do. I would do what John's saying. Because if somebody kept going, let me tell you something, kid. It's so cool. But I'd be like, all right, I'll leave the fucking room. What the fuck?
Stop talking.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you said you agreed with my advice.
Yeah.
But from the perspective of me being annoying. Well played. Well played, young Mally.
A 17-year-old runaway hid in a plane's landing gear in Siberia, Russia.
Nice.
His 50-minute flight, he survived. He's being treated for frostbite. Temperatures under minus 30 degree Fahrenheit. But he's alive.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, from Siberia?
Yeah, a stowaway was wearing only a light coat when he crawled into a space above the wheel of a Soviet-built airplane, a turboprop, in the airfield of a small town in Russia.
Where did the airplane go to?
As the flight made its way to Irkutsk, the boy experienced temperatures of minus 30 Fahrenheit. You know what? If I went through all that and I'm alive and I'm like, oh my God, where am I?
Exactly.
So Irkutsk.
That's what I was just thinking. He's like, I got to get out of Siberia. I got to get to the metropolis that is Irkutsk.
This is right.
Like, how bad is your fucking life? Oh my God, in Siberia, all we get is gruel that's cold. In Irkutsk, sometimes the gruel has three peas in it. I need to get to Irkutsk. The pussies there don't feel like wolves. They feel like bears. Like, what the fuck, dude? You should have gotten on a, you should have put on a heavy coat, gotten on a plane that goes to fucking, even, fuck it, from Russia. Why not go to fucking Slovenia? And just fucking chill on the beaches.
He's like, I should have checked the schedules. I should have checked the flight schedules. In Mother Russia, the plane boards you. According to a report by the Associated Press, investigators said the teenagers had fled a foster home. TV reports said he robbed a nearby store before hiding in the landing gear of the plane. Apparently not a coat store. Several reports said the teenager is being treated for frostbite. It's not the first time someone has snuck into a landing gear of a plane.
This is ballsy moves, you know. I mean, your foster home had to have been god awful.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure the Russian foster homes are really some of the best in the world.
Earlier this year, a Romanian man flew
What'd you get for Christmas, little Timmy? Vodka and hate.
Earlier this year, a Romanian man flew from Vienna to London in the landing gear of a Boeing 747 and survived.
Like, is the landing gear, like, when the wheels are going up, you, like, jump in as the wheels are going
up? Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
Fucking insane. Right? Like, how do you not get squunched?
How do you get on the runway and everything?
And then you just, like, fucking jump on top of the wheel and you chill there, and then as it goes up, you're like...
But you're half expecting to die, like, as the wheel goes in, because you don't know how it's clicking in.
It's fucking terrifying.
Or maybe they do know. Maybe they studied this shit.
Yeah, probably. They probably studied it.
If you studied and knew that,
you can get a job working on the airplane.
Maybe they binged
to fix it.
You can get a regular job and afford a seat.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe they Googled it through Bing.
You wouldn't?
Because Jeeves was sleeping. Because he's like 95 years old.
Yeah, you type in something to Jeeves. He's like, say, ask me.
Oh, dude, ask me Jeeves is the worst. Hey, Jeeves, how do you learn? And then it's like, would you like tea?
Actually, Yahoo questions is the worst because you have asshole idiots answering right. you, and they're like, and they're guessing.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Good question. Yeah. Send. Can we? My guess would be no.
Yeah, dude. Ugh, Yahoo sucks. Hotmail. Hotmail is terrible. If you use Hotmail, you're straight up retarded. Like, Hotmail got so many fucking viruses. I talked to somebody on the plane back from Seattle. I was talking to this woman who works for Microsoft, does their, like, sells their advertising spots online or whatever. And so I'm talking to her about, I was like, yeah, Hotmail, we got into Hotmail. She's like, well, you know, the thing is, Hotmail, we had to help, what they had to do was, because there's so many viruses that they had to, you know, the default level of security is such that people can't, unless they change it, they can't get attachments from people. Like, certain emails, if they're not in their address book, won't even go to them, even though they would want to get those emails. You know what?
I do get a lot of, I get hacked mail from our friend Dina. I believe hers is Hotmail. My brother uses Hotmail. I got Viagra ads from him. So these people are either trying to do me a favor or it's getting hacked, and I really think it's getting hacked.
Yeah.
Dina would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's Hotmail's retarded. Like you know how I fucking I send those EPs to people?
Right.
If they so I go email me here, you know, cuz I want to make sure that people want them. So I don't just send them out. So sure. I have somebody email me at the email, you know. And whenever it's a Hotmail one, I have to write back. I have to say, "Hey, you know, Hotmail always bounces back the MP3 attachments cuz I email the tracks and then the JPEG artwork. It always bounces back the tracks." And I go, do you have Yahoo or Gmail? You know what I mean? Earthlink bounces them back, too. It's like, who the fuck uses Earthlink? But anyway, it's like literally, AOL. AOL might accept, I don't know. But don't you ever see somebody that has an AOL email and you kind of judge them? You're
totally.
Kind of like, what? Okay, you're kind of like, okay, this person doesn't know what Foursquare is. You know what I mean? Like, you can deduce, like, oh, this person doesn't know how to video blog. Like, you kind of know from that they're, right? You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
he rates to the people with AOL accounts, and he says, don't bother listening to tracks 4 through 6. You won't get it.
You won't get it. Nice, exactly.
In another instance in 2007, the body of a man who is believed to have fallen out when landing gear was deployed was found near a runway in Moscow. On a previous occasion, a young man from Perm in Russia's Ural Mountains. People don't like his Russia. Ural Mountains climbed into the landing gear of a plane for a flight to Moscow. Although he survived, he was hospitalized with severe hypothermia. They're not even going big distances.
So I guess it's cold in there.
It's cold up there, but you'll probably make it. Chances are very good you'll make it. Customs Borough Police got an unexpected kick last week. You'll see. When they nabbed some 6.48 kilograms of heroin worth $324,000 in a bag of shoes owned by a disembarking cruise passenger. The tip-off? The shoes in question turned out to be 15 pairs of 1980s-style men's shoes ported by a 32-year-old female.
How did they not think of that? I mean, I feel like this big, what do you call it, heist? They would think about a lot of details to get it over to them.
Chances are they might be on heroin. It was Diana... Diana Letigua, U.S. citizen, her brother, Brady Letigua, 20 years old. She's 32, he's 20. They're both U.S. Residents. A citizen also, the guy's a citizen of the Dominican Republic. They're arrested in San Juan, Puerto Rico, as they're leaving Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas after a 7-day cruise in the Caribbean. Customs officials, accustomed to looking at signs of nervousness, tapped the duo for a secondary screening, but hit pay dirt when a look in the luggage revealed the odd bundle of shoes.
You think that tap is like if you jump, then you're in trouble?
Maybe.
Wait, was the heroin inside the shoe boxes?
Inside shoes, like 20 pairs of shoes and little heroin in every shoe.
That is so retarded.
And it was 15 pairs of 20 or 30-year-old men's shoes.
It would have been smarter if they tried to smuggle in shoes inside bags of heroin. Fucking assholes.
It might not have seemed so odd had they been a mix of fashionable women's shoes, but they found it so strange a woman was carrying only dude shoes that they took a close look.
And I saw a picture of these shoes. They really are old school. And you know, maybe a woman could carry those, but not exclusively on a cruise. You know, it was very, very strange.
This is funny over here. This is a Sean from Calgary saying the best Yahoo answers he sees is people going, Google it.
Oh, that's true. I think I have seen that. Yes, you're right.
You ever hear of Google? Thank you, Yahoo.
I never go to the Yahoo main page. Just like a conflagration of bullshit information that just throws itself. It's like, do all these things that you don't need to do that are confusing and a waste of time.
That's true. Yeah. Because they don't. Google just has that that box, but Yahoo has news and messages and all this shit.
I mean, they're all. I mean, Google and Facebook. They're all like trolling you for information so they can give marketed advertising. At least Facebook is, for sure. That's how Facebook makes their money. Basically, they let companies know specifically, oh, this is what this person's into. But then you just get those little ads on the side, and it's like, you know what, dude, fuck it. You know, we get to use this free service, and we get to, you know, so like, whatever, dude, don't buy shit. I literally never click on any of the ads on Google, on Facebook, you know, those little ones on the side. Or obviously on Google. I never click on any ads. But
I think I clicked on a couple of them.
A lot of people do.
I don't want to, but if I have a chance to arm wrestle Osama bin Laden, how do I say no? If I have a chance to shoot down enemy M14s.
Yeah, but the ones on Facebook aren't those like ridiculous ones that used to be on MySpace and all the other ones, you know what I mean? Random sites. But
M14s is what the enemy uses. We use F14s, but they use M14s.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Despite Charlie Sheen's troubles, he can still count on having at least one fan, Joseph Fritzl, who regularly raped and fathered children with his own daughter he kept in a dungeon for 24 years. In his first interview since being sent to prison in Austria, the 75-year-old sicko revealed that his favorite show is Charlie Sheen's CBS Sicko.
No way! Oh, God! Okay, hold on. I need to talk about this, okay? Are you fucking serious? That's perfect. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. I'm putting that in my act. I have to talk about that, okay? Here's why. I have two jokes right now about Two and a Half Men, and I'm going to defame that show to death, okay? Every time I tell these jokes about Two and a Half Men and people laugh very loud at them, I like to think that just, like, they're going to see that, they're going to think about next time they see that show, they're going to feel a little bit guilty about it,
right.
And then they're going to tell other people about that, and then eventually I'm just going to get canceled, okay? That's the dream, but whatever. But the fucking fact that that's true, that is the number one comedy in America, and it's so fucking bad. Did I talk about this in Pittsburgh? Did I?
No.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. It's so fucking bad. Like, I have this joke. I have a joke about how, like, I did. Remember I talked? I have that joke about how, like, I fantasize what it would be like if I was the only person who could make people laugh, for, like, how much power I'd have. But then, like, I get to the point, I go through, and I go, well, the government probably co-op for evil. They kidnap me, put me in some sort of legal underground prison, put a gun in my head, make me write episodes for a new season of Two and a Half Men. Because it's evil. That's, like, the second joke about Two and a Half Men. But now I'm going to have this as the fucking third. And that's so fucked up. And see? And maybe that's why he's fucking getting drunk and naked and hitting beautiful women, because maybe he knows that he's contributing to the worst fucking television show in the fucking world, and he's actually been in movies like Platoon back in the day when he had credibility, and now he's dressed up like some hipster doofus in his fucking cargo shorts and his little fucking Hawaiian shirt making his jingles and with that other fucking asshole, and it's not fucking funny and it's bad. The guy gets a million fucking... Ugh. Ugh. But if you like it, it's cool.
You know, when why bother voting when the number one show in America is Two and a Half Men?
Well, I'll tell you, that says a lot. What I wanted to say earlier, 70% of America does not believe in gay marriage. I think that's wrong, but if that's the case and we live in a democracy, WT fucking F, man.
Who's to say is what you're saying?
Well, you know, like, I think we're to say because they're fucking morons, but still, it's a democracy, right? You know? How do you fucking, you know, like, But anyway, back to what we were saying. Right.
Is that a point? Do you is it fair to say I want to live in a country where majority rules? It's not, right? Because we know it's do people want slavery? Well, you know it's disgusting, so you have to fight it. But meanwhile, are you supposed to go? What do the majority of people want?
Then maybe that's, you know, I don't know.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. Yeah, because majority of people are probably racist also, and then they'll vote like that as well.
But anybody listening agrees the majority of people are stupid, right?
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do?
What about the stupid people? Do they think everybody else is stupid too? That's what I always wonder
about.
Yes,
there's always dumber than you.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, they're stupid. Or what about the assholes? What about like the real assholes in life? Like we are, you know, we're ball busters, whatever, but we're nice people, you know? I know you guys, we treat people good, you know, we're loyal, we're honest, you know what I mean? We're not out to fuck people, we're not stabbing people in the back, you know? But what about those people? How do they live with themselves? Do they have awareness of it and they literally don't give a fuck? Or do they think they're good people? And then all the assholes that hang out with each other and all the stupids, do they think they're fucking smart? How the fuck do they have no sense of fucking self-awareness and they're watching 2.5 Men every fucking day on CBS just like this fucking rapist murderer daughter fucker?
My favorite series, he says, is 2.5 Men with Charlie Sheen. He goes out of his way. Like, Charlie's like, all right, you don't got to name me.
Wow.
We already know.
I got to say, that is the best. Can you give me that article or something?
Sure.
Mick Bain is saying John just had 2.5 strokes.
Mm-hmm. He told the German language newspaper that, quote, that relaxes me and makes me laugh.
Oh, my God.
That's like his cigarette. You know, in between daughter fucking. However, the man who sexually abused his young daughter some 3,000 times doesn't necessarily watch just for Sheen. He says, the little boy who was one of the actors reminds me of my son.
Oh, my God.
All right? You know, now, don't take it to a creepy place. He only fucked his daughters.
You know what's fucked up? The daughter's like, I like the show, too.
Ugh.
That was fucked up.
I started doing math in my head when you said 3,000 times, because first of all, I'm like, I know she didn't count, you know?
Right.
So it was probably a regular occurrence, like, oh, he did it every day,
for this amount of years. That's like 10 years.
Yeah. It's...
He kept his daughter in the dungeon for 24 years.
Are you fucking
really?
Serious?
Yeah.
Who is this fucking guy? Is this Charlie Sheen?
No, this is Joseph
John
Frizzle.
Cryer. That's the other guy in the show, right? John Cryer? Yeah. Ugh, John Cryer. Yeah, that guy's a funny dude. He should probably be on television.
he was sentenced to life.
I wouldn't let that guy take out my fucking garbage.
I think you would.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd be like, take out my garbage, you unfunny fuck. Thanks for dumbing down America with your stupid ass show. 2.5 Men. Fucking cunt fuck.
It upsets you that Ducky didn't turn into something great. That bothered you.
Howard the Duck, bro. Ducky.
No, he was Ducky. He was Ducky on Pretty in Pink, right?
Right.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie, and he was great on it.
Ugh. Well, dude, Charlie Sheen's done some cool shit over the years.
The Australian, who describes himself as world famous, was sentenced to life in prison in 2009 for a list of charges including enslavement, rape, incest, forced imprisonment, and coercion. And you know he's in there, and you wonder if it's fair. And they're like, all right, rape? We have you on charges of incest? He's like, come on, you said rape.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is
Shut the fuck up,
he gets to watch TV. Why? Why?
Nah, it's not no. Be barbarians.
Why? This is a barbarian.
Let me ask you this.
Just kill him.
Is there a death penalty in Australia?
He's Australian. This is in Austria. But
is there a death penalty?
I don't know.
I feel like there's death penalty in Austria.
you would think.
He's Australian, but this is in Austria?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, you know what? Maybe it's a cycle. Maybe he was molested 3,000 times by his father.
So that doesn't mean that it's not...
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I can't...
This is a fucked up story. I don't care for it. Yeah.
But can I have that article?
Because I have to bring that up because I'm trying to write this new thing about how maybe that's why Charlie Sheen is acting out like such a tool fucking life because he's contributing to this shitbag.
You don't think it's drugs?
Well, why is he doing the drugs?
Because of the show.
Exactly.
He was also found guilty of murder after letting one of his 7 children he fathered with his daughter die.
7 children?
Oh, he's fucking the daughters. He's giving the daughters babies. He's fucking those babies.
Dude, what's his name?
You're upset with him? His name is Joseph Frizzle.
Dude, I am not going to accept his Facebook friend request.
He's not invited to my wedding.
Why is anyone asking him what show he likes best? What he's being interviewed?
I wonder if he brought it up.
What makes you feel good?
How do you relax?
Yeah.
Like you must be going in your cell.
I would love to ask Charlie Sheen how he feels about that. How do you feel about that? That's your fan base, bitch.
Get up. Get off the floor and put your dick back in your pants. I'm asking you a question, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
John mentioned his CDs, and they're very, very funny. What are the titles, the Outer Space CDs?
It's there's Live from Outer Space Volume 1, Live from Outer Space Volume 2, and the tracks are ready for Live from Outer Space Volume 3. I'm waiting for my cousin, Christopher Soprano, to finish the artwork. He makes cool artwork for each one, you know?
Send those to me tonight.
Sure.
I want those. It's fantastic. 15-minute-long CDs. I think everybody's CD should be 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
Yeah, they're like 7 or 8 tracks or 15 or so minutes. You know
what
I mean?
It's free.
Yeah.
And how do people get it? They go to Yahoo Questions.
Oh, and then they bing it. Yeah. Well, basically, the way that works right now is you email me at a specific email. It's intothewildcomedy@gmail.com, intothewildcomedy@gmail.com. And basically what happens is you send me your email and say, hey, you know, I'd like your EP. And what I do is I send you, I email you the MP3 tracks and the JPEG of Live from Outer Space Volume 2. And then, like, the way the deal is right now is if you make a contribution of any size through my website, I'll give you Volume 1. But then once Volume 3 comes out, which will happen, you know, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, once Chris finishes this artwork, I'll send you Volume 3 for free, and then if you make a contribution of any size, I'll send you Volume 2 and Volume 1.
Sounds more than fair to me.
Working retroactively, and it's just the sort of thing where I'm just trying to find people that dig what I do, and it's very hard to kind of, like, you know, monetize your work these days, and I, you know, I do a lot of comedy for free, and, you know, I want to...
You don't have a savings.
Yeah, I don't have savings. I don't have insurance. I have a perfect cock, but besides that, I have nothing in this world besides my jokes and my friends and my family and whatever.
Keep
but,
listing things.
But anyway, so basically that's the deal. So intothewildcomedy@gmail.com. And, you know, I like to kind of have, you know, direct interaction. I like any sort of feedback. I ask you to pass around to your friends. Just, you know, just I'm trying my best to do something super original and different, you know.
And you're giving out tickets to a show.
Yeah, this is big. This one's big. Okay. Anybody in New York, the tri-state area, dudes, I'm doing one special show only. I'm co-headlining at this place called Comics Comedy Club. It's probably the premier comedy club in New York City. It's on 14th Street and 9th Avenue. Basically, Thursday, November 18th, 9:30 p.m., I'm co-headlining with this guy named James Adomian, who's a very good friend of mine. He's an L.A. comic. He's actually really big on Comedy Death Ray Radio, which is like a big podcast in L.A., like, you know, sort of, I guess, somewhere near the level that Keith the Girl is, whatever. And he's super, super talented guy, and we're both going to do really long sets, like 40-minute sets each, and we're having, like, an opener who's going to be great, too. And the deal is email me at intothewildcomedy@gmail.com, and then we're going to pick at random a winner for 2 free tickets. But, you know, even if you don't, you know, win that, I ask that you try to attend, you know?
He's got a secret promo code, JFOD, J-F-O-D, and you get $5 off tickets. Yeah. But that's in advance, so get your tickets in advance.
Yeah, if you go to the comics website, which is comicsny.com, and then you click on our show, An Evening with James Adomian and John F. O'Donnell, and then when you go to buy the tickets, if you put in the promo code JFOD, you'll get $5 off tickets. They're only $10.
All set. There you go. And people come back from your shows, and they tell me that they had a great time every time.
Cool. I try to never phone in. I try my best, you know?
There you go. Anything you want to say to Jenny before we leave, John? thank you guys very much. This show is brought to you by Warner Brothers, Electro Recording Artist, Her in Kings County. Her in Kings County rock your yeehaws off and are coming to your town with drummer Brother Love. Check them at myspace.com/her or follow them on Facebook @her in Kings County. There you go. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Keith. It's a little fatty. Hey, you once said, oh, it's the Democrats' turn. It's their time. Well, how'd you get there? You like that? You like that change? The help and change? Now, stick this.
KeithandTheGirl.com